Blog Talk Radio.
Dave Boobles with you here on the Wednesday morning edition of the $12 Radio Show. It's Wednesday, June the 1st, 2016. It feels a little bit like chaos going on here because whenever they mow the lawn, the property here at Ramblewood, it feels like you can hear it for blocks. Chances are very good you can't hear any part of it. It's just, you know what? It's all in my head with the voices. So, $12 Radio Show is coming to you live this morning from Fort Collins, Colorado, the Choice City. We're here at Ramblewood, which is just about at the northwest corner of City Park here, again in Fort Collins. It's 10:05. I got my dates confused. It's episode number 131, and it's Wednesday. Monday was Memorial Day. I hope that you guys had a great holiday. Tuesday just was no show for reasons that we don't need to go into. There just didn't happen to be no show yesterday. So this has the feel of a Monday show. Good, bad, or indifferent. Five remaining episodes left, so be sure to collect these if you can. Five remaining shows left of the subscription that I have with blogtalkradio.com. As I've on again, off again, will the show be here, won't the show be here, it will be back if it ceases to exist after the 7th of June. My subscription ends on the 8th. We've been here Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning, Mountain Standard Time. My guess is we'll be back, and that the show will be back as a weekly Sunday night show. So you never know. Maybe if we cram 7 days worth of information into one program once a week, maybe that will provide more entertainment content and quality and quantity. If we do it once a week instead of every day of the week, I'm not promising anything. I'm throwing hypotheticals out here at you. I'm throwing rhetoricals. I'm throwing what ifs at you if you don't mind me doing so. My name is Dave Wiblitz. It's 10:07. For those of you that did listen to the couple of shows that did get on the air last week, again, I want to thank everybody on Facebook and friends and family. I had a mental health episode. It felt a lot bigger than it was, and I decided to take I'm on disability, so I'm not exactly doing a lot anyway, but just decided to unplug completely, watch some movies, hang around the house a little bit more, try to do some writing, just focus on things that were low stress and fun. And of course, this little endeavor happens to fall into that category. So, enough of that. Hope that you guys had a great, as I said, it's a post-dated $12 radio show. It's live, but I hope that you guys had a great start to your summer with the Memorial Day weekend. Obviously, keeping in mind that the meaning of the holiday is to acknowledge the fallen who sacrificed everything, some who've sacrificed all, in the pursuit of freedom, all of that powerful stuff there, and not just the barbecue, because people tend to think of the 4th of July and everything summertime holiday with just a reason to get the barbecue fired up, and which is a great thing, because if you live here in Colorado, you don't need much of an excuse throughout most of the year. I'm trying to think. I didn't really. I got out and I saw a couple of movies over the weekend, but it did not. It was not a great weekend. It was a nice weekend weather-wise. So hopefully, if you live nearby here in Colorado or wherever you live, you have a chance to get in the car, drive to the lake, drive to the mountains, wherever, getting away from it all, whatever that means to you, wherever you're located. Here in Colorado, it means getting up to the mountains. Didn't do that, so what and I. I did the next best thing. I went and I saw Batman versus Superman. What an epic! It was everything that you had heard, everything that you thought, and still yet so much less. and I feel bad because I had been harping like a lot of people on the prospect of Ben Affleck playing Batman, as though this was some sacred movie role that no one else could play. Ben Affleck was fine. It was just a really silly idea made purely from a marketing standpoint with no real movie attached to it. It was a marketing idea that they went ahead and attached a film to it, but it's all about establishing the Justice League to compete along down the road with the Avengers, just a marketing ploy. Few entertaining moments in the process along the way, very, very, very few. It wasn't even bad enough to get worked up about. It was just meh. It was the kind of movie that when it was finished, you were wondering, is that it? And this is after, I think it was a 2-hour and 40-minute runtime. And there's no, you know, we've already met Henry Cavill as Superman and all the supporting characters. So there's no reason for any origin story with him. We've just seen Batman as recently as the Christian Bale trilogy with Christopher Nolan as recently as 4 or 5 years ago. So we really know the Batman origin. So it was. It wasn't weighed down with any of that. It was just weighed down because they chose to make it a really long movie. Kind of how I'm doing it right now. A really, a really long, pointless description. Excuse me. A little Mountain Dew to get my Wednesday morning started. Some things never change. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a peek here at some stuff here in sports. I have found that I am, as much as I love baseball, if you've listened to the show here at any length of time, love baseball, just about anywhere they're playing a game. Grew up in Chicago, so I'm a Sox fan and primarily a Cubs fan. And then we moved to Colorado when I was a kid, so I've been a Rockies fan for the last several years. But I've noticed this year something very strange. The Rockies do really well, and they've had an on-again, up-again, you know, on-again, off-again season. They're not terrible this year. They are 3 games under .500. I think they're about 5-6 games out of first place. So, you know, the beginning of June, not terrible. They won last night 17-4. 8 home runs on a John Gray win pitching last night. But they tend to win when I don't watch. Or at the very least, they lose when I tune in. So last night was I'm not quite that superstitious, but it was starting to irritate me. So it was nice to see them win while I was in the building watching TV last night. The Rockies beat the Reds last night 17-4 at Coors Field, improving their record to 24-27. 8 home runs on the night. They play the Reds again tonight and tomorrow here at home. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of June, they play the Padres on the road at Petco Park. Taking a look here around the rest of baseball, leading their respective divisions in the American League East, Boston leads the division 32 with a record of 32-20. Kansas City leads the American League Central at 29-22. The AL West is led by the Texas Rangers at 31-20. In the National League, the Nationals are doing exactly what everyone expects them to be doing. They are 32-21. The best record in baseball is held by the Cubs at 35-15. Now, after the record that they had last year, that should not be that big of a surprise. But to any longtime Cub fan, it makes you feel good, but it just makes you wonder if the world is okay. Things are slightly askew. There could be trouble brewing underneath the surface, but the Cubs made the American League Central pretty decent division. The American League Central at 35-15, and the Rockies division, the National League West, is led by the San Francisco Giants. Let me just go ahead here and put NL West. I know this is fascinating. You listen to me mumble under my breath as I scribble, as I read. It's a fascinating process that goes in here into the show. And remember, there could be just 5 episodes left. Let's see here. In the NBA tomorrow, the first game of the NBA championship. It seems like it might be the longest season, because they're not going to be done till at least the middle of June, and then they start doing camp again, training camp in the end of the summer. So if you're fortunate enough to be an NBA player whose team makes it to the finals, there's not a lot of off time. But I mean, I'm not not that I'm, you know, thinking there should be sympathy for these, you know, for people that athletes that make that kind of money. I just mean more as a relief for fans. The seasons go longer and there's less games available on TV. It doesn't make sense. Baseball, it's the same way. 162 game season, and they don't have WGN covering the Cubs anymore, or they don't across the country, or the Sox, or the Braves like they used to back when. I should even say back when. I don't think it was that long ago. I think the Cubs were on national cable up until a few years ago, and the Braves weren't that much further behind that. But let's see here. NHL, the San Jose Sharks are going to be playing the Pittsburgh Penguins again in Game 2 tonight at the Consol Energy Center in Pittsburgh. You can call it whatever you want, but they're going to be playing at the Igloo in Game 2. The Penguins are leading by they're leading in the series one game up to nothing. All right. I think that brings us current on sports. We'll talk some comedy. We will talk some movies. We will talk about music history. Interesting little spot in music history. Some birthdays, and all things that we tend to do here. I'm gonna go ahead and take a break here real quick. It's 10:18, taking the quarter hour break. I'm sorry. I'm laughing at myself as I'm prone to do. I was looking for a song to play, and I almost put in a Christmas song. You can get away with that in July when it gets to be about 100 degrees, because then it's like it's just nice to have that that relief. But no, it's not quite that hot yet. Let's go ahead and play some Stevie Wonder. He had a birthday, it might have been about a month back, but you don't need an excuse to play some Stevie Wonder. This is Higher Ground from Stevie Wonder. It's the Wednesday edition of the $12 Radio Show, episode 131. My name is Dave Bublitz. Thanks for tuning in here on a Wednesday. Higher Ground from Stevie Wonder. Dave Bublitz with you in the Wednesday morning edition of the $12 Radio Show. It's episode 131? Episode 131, Wednesday, June the 1st, 2016. If you're thinking about calling the show today, of course, today there is no guest in the studio here today. But if you'd like to call and join the show, it's not abbreviated, but going to be about a half hour show. You still got time to do that at 646-564-9650. That's one of the things I'm looking forward to. If I can do this right, and I've got good ideas, but if I can do it right, Sunday nights, the projected Sunday night version of the 12-hour radio show should have some guests aplenty, should have someone, a friend of mine who's a movie aficionado, a writer and a comedian. We'll have a chance to talk to him about some movies, get a chance to play a comedy clip, a classic comedy clip each week. At the conclusion of the show, probably, I'm going to guess it's probably going to be about an hour, just as the $12 radio show here during the week was supposed to be about a half hour without a guest and an hour with a guest. I'm shooting for an hour. An hour seems like more than enough time for you to get tired of me. Yeah, $12 radio show, 10:22. The lawnmower's still in full motion right now. Chances are very good you're not hearing a thing. But it's kind of like having a fly going near your head, and I'd like to say it's driving me nuts, but if you've known me for any length of time, you realize it'd be a short drive. All right. Taking a look at the movies here, I mentioned that, let's see here, AMC Theaters, $1.99 every day here in town, Sunday through Saturday, including the classic Batman vs. Superman. I was surprised for a movie that was that big of a hit back in March when it came out. It was opening weekend at the $2 theater, and Saturday night, opening weekend there at the $1.99 theater, and there might have been a couple of dozen people. I also laughed at the fact that it was $1.99 to get in, which is about, if you know, people rate the movies based on, you know, a Metacritic 1 out of 100. Some critics rate their movies 1 out of 10, 1 to 4 stars, 1 to 5 stars. I always thought it would be most honest to thumbs up, thumbs down. I thought it'd be most honest to rate the film on investment return, the value returned on your investment. And that was Batman versus Superman was a $1.99 movie. Barely. It was, it would have been best if it had been a DVD, you know, maybe Redbox, maybe on HBO next year, but you needed to go the extra 50 cents over Redbox to make sure that, you had a chance to see it in the theater with the special effects. Is that how much it costs for a Redbox? I don't have a DVD player right now. $1.99? Okay, well, some Sunday night here in the future when we talk to my friend Don Donahue, Mr. Movie Guy, doesn't leave the house. He works during the day. He does comedy at night and watches a lot of movies at home, a lot of homemade porn. No, he doesn't. And he doesn't make it either. He just watches it. I don't know what's wrong with me today. But anyway, he watches quite a bit of films on DVD. So maybe somebody can tell me how much it costs to rent a movie. I don't know. I know back when it was at Blockbuster, it used to be like $4. But those days, it's funny that entertainment is one of the only things that goes down in price in a lot of cases. But that's another conversation for another day. But don't forget to stop by the AMC Theater for $1.99. They're at the Lyric downtown. They're getting ready to move elsewhere outside of Fort Collins, but outside of Old Town. They've got films including Marguerite, The Meddler with Susan Sarandon, and a bigger splash. At the Holiday Twin Drive-In Theater, double features on both sides, including Side 1, X-Men The Apocalypse and Eddie the Eagle, and on Side 2, Angry Birds and Jungle Book. And Angry Birds, I've not played the video game because not only no DVD player, no Xbox, no Wii, no gaming device of any type. So the film itself looks entertaining. Yeah, I know. I'm a big kid at heart. What do you want me to tell you? Top 10 films at the box office last week included number 10, the Disney film Zootopia. Number 9, Jane Austen's Love and Friendship. Number 8, George Clooney, Julia Roberts in the Jodie Foster film Money Monster at number 8. Russell Crowe, Ryan Gosling in Shane Black's The Nice Guys at number 7. Disney's live action The Jungle Book. Number 5 is Neighbors 2. Number 4 is Captain America's Civil War. Angry Birds, the Angry Birds movie, is at number 3. Alice Through the Looking Glass. Everybody is back on that film except Tim Burton. Did not draw as many people as they thought, but I still think that might be the biggest. I think that's a big reason, and I think there's only so much money that you have to go out to see films, and there's only so many sequels as a result that I think that you can put up with as a result. X-Men: The Apocalypse was the number one movie last week. Did not also draw nearly as well as they thought, but I think that was another one. I think, too, this year at Memorial Day, people just they went out and did other things outside of their home. Kind of know, if you can imagine it, they got outside and they got themselves a little bit of fresh air. Wayward Pines started out last week. If you've been watching summertime television, it was kind of an interesting show last year. Dropped off, and it was a weird spot where it dropped off because all you could think of was, how are they going to possibly pick this thing up the way they ended it and start it all over again with season 2, and how are they going to do that well? Well, they didn't really they didn't do it well. They're back. It's intriguing enough. It's only 10 episodes. I have an awful lot of spare time. I will be watching that, but staying current on my summertime and my cable viewing. Veep, last week tonight with John Oliver. It's where I get my news. For some reason, I have Showtime again for free, so I was able to catch the wrap up to the TV to season 1 of Billions with Paul Giamatti and Damian Lewis. The Strain. Did you see The Strain last year? For the last couple of years, it started out kind of creepy, a little ridiculous, and then last year it was full blown ridiculous, and this year I'm just imagining it's just going to be plain flat out silly, but I'm definitely going to be there to check it out, at least for the first several episodes. And most anticipated two TV shows coming up here, one is You're the Worst on FXX. A wonderful comedy, and then also the Jim Gaffigan Show, which is, Jim Gaffigan's got enough going on, and the show didn't have to be great to keep the fans happy, but it's pretty good. Pretty good. He's in there. I can't think of the lady that plays his wife, but Ian Thomas Black is part of the cast, and just a very, very cool show. Let's take a peek here at music history. Oh, here's where I was going. 1991 in history, David Ruffin of the Temptations passed away. 1971, Elvis's birthplace in Tupelo, Mississippi, was open to the public. You know, for a second I thought, oh, that's when they opened up Graceland. No, no, no. Where he was born in Tupelo. Yeah, I know. I need to pay attention. So much more. 1970, Black Sabbath self-titled debut LP was released. And in 1969, in Montreal, John Lennon and Yoko Ono released Give Peace a Chance, along with vocals contributed by, and this is the part that caught me off guard, Timothy Leary, Maria DeKay, Derek Taylor, and Tommy and Dick Smothers in 1969, Give Peace a Chance. If he had done nothing else in his career solo, or as a Beatle, that song in and of itself would have been enough to have given him notoriety, a place in rock and roll history. Just a amazing piece of work. And then to hear that the Smothers Brothers were there in the background doing part of the backup vocals. Just one of those fun facts here. Let's take a peek here. News on this day. Here's where things could go terribly awry. Everything else was handwritten off of what I had seen. What am I looking at here? Wait a minute. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Other musical news here. That's what it was. I'm not reading off the page anymore. I'm reading off of the of the computer screen, going from one screen to the other. I know I'm really when I'm technologically challenged. It's not just technologically challenged. I'm developmentally challenged when it comes to computers. 1968, the Rolling Stones released Jumpin' Jack Flash in the United States. And Britain, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was released by the Beatles. It was released June 2nd in the U.S. David Bowie's self-titled debut solo album was released in the U.K. in 1967. The Rolling Stones arrived in New York to begin their first tour in the United States. Dolly Parton moved to Nashville, Tennessee, one day after she graduated from high school. Now, see, that's how you do it. You know, if you're thinking about doing something, don't wait any longer than you have to. You're done with school. You've done the important stuff. Go ahead and start chasing. I'm saying that out loud to myself because I'm still I'm still chasing. Here's something interesting in the world's news. Let's hear from the and my screen just went blank. Okay, let's go ahead. We'll go from there to birthdays and wrap things up here for today's show. It's 10:32. Keeping it here in about a half hour show. Birthdays today. In history, on this day, Cleavon Little from Blazing Saddles was born in 1939. Marilyn Monroe was born in 1926. And in 1801, Brigham Young of the Mormon Church was born. Brigham Young. If I say it more often, maybe suddenly something a thought will pop to my mind. Taking a peek at birthdays today, Pat Boone is 82. Morgan Freeman is 79. Those are two names you thought you'd never hear together side by side, back to back. Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn is 63. Alan Wilder of Depeche Mode is 57 years old. Simon Gallup of The Cure is 56. Mike Joyce of The Smiths is 53 years old. Actress Terry Polo is 48 years old. Arnold Heitzlum is 48. Alanis Morissette, whose music we have not heard in quite a while, and I'm gonna put that down in the category of that's not necessarily a bad thing. I know she's probably like anybody else. She's been recording from Jagged Little Pill between then and now, and she's been busy, and she's touring, and she's writing, and she's still cashing her royalty checks. But that one album, we really got that one run down our throat that summer, however many years ago that was. And Sarah Ann, Wayne Kelly's. Kelly's, is that right? Kelly, sure. Anyway, she's in the television show, the big monstrous hit, The Walking Dead. She turns 38 years old. It is 10:32. That wraps up today's $12 radio show. Thanks for being here for episode 131. My name is Dave Bublitz. We're going to be back here tomorrow for 132, and at least for tomorrow, where does it go? We're going to be back here at least for tomorrow and Monday. And Tuesday. Well, what am I saying? Tomorrow, Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. See, I'll get it right yet. So second, third, sixth, and seventh. Four shows left on the subscription with blogtalkradio.com. And who knows? We might, after the subscription is up, could possibly continue on as a weekly show. That's about it right there. Be good to everybody out there if you possibly can. There's absolutely no reason not to be, and if at all possible, please be good to yourself. There's absolutely no reason not to be. Looking for a song to play in the background? Let's play something that we don't play very often. I'm feeling Black Keys right now, and this is Gold. I tell you what, we're gonna play Gold on the Ceilings from the Black Keys. It's episode 131. Of the $12 radio show. My name is David Bublitz. We're going to see you back here again tomorrow, Thursday. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you very, very soon.